Good evening, everybody. It is, what day is it? Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. It's 8:29 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I do this show Sunday through Thursday around 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern till about 9 o'clock. Unless I have a guest, then I tend to go a little bit longer. And this is day 20 of fixing up the site. Bellicet is helping me do the phones. He's working on the website. It's really been quite something having somebody come in and help tune up all your software that I've got. And I've got many different platforms going on here right now, and they all work independently. It is kind of neat to have somebody come help out that's interested and has the ability to do so. And we're working on the phone system. And actually, I'd like anyone to call in tonight and test it out. The phone numbers are on the screen, 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984. Call in if you don't mind and test out our new phone system. We've got a nice little Fakeologist receptionist at the front when you call in that number. And we've added a few little neat features. They're all works in progress, of course. And, so call in if you want to talk. I'm also on Skype. You can Skype in at Fakeologist. I sent a message to a couple old contacts. It's really amazing how quiet the Skype is for people using it. It's almost like it's gone away. I don't know why. I do not know why. I guess maybe Discord has something to do with it. And don't forget, we have a Discord, fake11.com/Discord. And that's also gone kind of slow because instead of focusing on new voices, we've been really doing a lot of technical stuff, Elisette and I, getting things tuned up. And just thought I'd join in tonight and say hi and give you a couple updates. Lioness was supposed to be here this week, but she's not well. And tomorrow, of course, is the Marcus Allen Super Show. And then all of a sudden, it's the weekend again. Can you believe it? And the weekend is always Rick and Rollo on Saturday morning. And then I usually have a guest on Sunday. And the week has gone by fast since we had Monday off here in Canada, celebrating Queen Victoria Day. And if you want updates to the show, fakeologist.com/live. And again, tomorrow's the Marcus Allen Super Show where we have Marcus, Tiago, and Frank. And all these updates are at fakeologist.com/live, as I just said. And we are streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, DLive, and of course, FakeoTube. And let me just take a look at FakeoTube here and open up that chat. So here is FakeoTube. There's nobody watching tonight. Why is that? Is everyone watching Netflix or has the interest level dropped right off the charts? I do not know. Let's see if anyone is in the FakeoTube chat tonight. Oh, looks like maybe Thierry Joseph is in there. I'm not sure. Or maybe that's from yesterday. I can't quite tell. The timestamps are all over the place. So I'll just say hi on the FakeoTube chat. And I will go to FakeoTube right now and see what I put in there. And looks like FakeoTube always does well. Looks like there's 64 people online on FakeoTube right now. Not listening to the show live. There's nobody listening to the show live on FakeoTube. Or maybe one person. And I'm going to, what am I going to do here? Monkeys, aliens, and gods. Oh, this is the great Mr. E. Let me play a bit of his video today.
Two things today. I'll give you an update on my archives project on Odyssey, and I'm going to talk about monkeypox. Well, really, I'm going to talk about the World Health Organization and the Imperial Roman Empire and the Great Tribulation and evolution and aliens. Same stuff I've always been talking about, it turns out. And for some reason, I don't have these videos myself, so I had to track them down. Got a lot of help from other people, so thank you very much for that. But it gets interesting. I thought at video number 5, I talk about the androgynous agenda to destroy humanity, transhumanist agenda. Of course, the Matrix made by the androgynes. Aniston was actually my 8th. And I talk about the FTMs as well, by the way. So, you know, people like to misrepresent my videos. But you can come here to the archives and check it out for yourself. Talk about FTMs in July of 2016. So this is the first one I ever noticed on television, summer of 2015. And I didn't start making videos until the summer of 2016. And then this one, August 1st, 2016, about the pregnant man, which seems to be making a comeback this year as well. We've heard a lot about the pregnant man. What's really interesting to me is I talk about a Zika outbreak. Remember that one? 2016, Zika. They had a sex ban recommendation, even for married couples. So basically, because of a pandemic narrative, people had to stop reproducing. They gave us this narrative in 2016, and it's also directly tied into depopulation, trying to make human reproduction illegal because of a narrative. And then they even had the men in the plastic suits. This is the Roman Imperial Army now, the Germ Squad. This will probably never end. There's always going to be the threat of a new pandemic, right? Just like there's always going to be the threat of terrorism or the threat.
All right, that's Mr. E. I love his stuff, and I like to mirror it, of course. I don't think he minds. I'm going to send you over to his Odyssey channel as well. That's the great Mr. E. That's the other blog I have, which is egi.fakeologist.com. So I'm going to just type that in here and let everyone know, egi.fakeologist.com. And I think I posted his latest thing there. Oh, here's something on Amber Heard. Everyone likes Amber Heard.
Most people have heard of Amber Heard. I've seen this one, I think, in 2 films. I really don't care.
Just a reminder, we had Above is Below on the show this past Sunday. Great guest, very interesting. So here we go, a little transvestigation on Amber Heard. I think everyone in the whole wide world is watching this soap opera right now.
Care about them, but look at these arms and compare it to the boy. If they don't Photoshop it properly as they did in this picture, you can really see how long these arms are, how long the humerus is, and how long the forearms are, and how huge the hands are. But they do a lot of work on these people, and they're always going to do Photoshop. But these collarbones, most of the time they Photoshop the collarbones to be V-shaped, to look like a woman, but they didn't do that here. So we can look at Andre Pejic, who is an open male-to-female transgender. You can see the square jaw, the brow ridge, and had a nose job. So compared to Amber, it's the same look. The wide shoulders, the long arms. She's had a jaw shave. And this is the Photoshop. See, now look at the collarbones. V-shaped, but they weren't before. They Photoshopped the hands and the digit ratio, made it look like hips. So it's Playboy, which is a bunny, which is probably Adrenochrome and also Alice in Wonderland. And this is from a video that I don't know what she's doing. Take a look at this body. Let's talk about these hips. Where are they? Compare it to the girl. The girl has the wide hips, the wide cute angle, because a woman's pelvis is wider, and Amber has these straight legs. No female hips at all. Compare it to the male-to-female transgendered person on the right, who transitioned later in life. Large shoulders, straight torso, long arms, and straight legs, exactly like Amber. And I still don't see wide hips. I see these small boy hips. Again, compare it to Andre Pejic. It's pretty much the same body. Andre probably does corset training to try and achieve the female waist indent, but these are low male hips, bony little knees, big feet. However, compared to the woman, you can see the difference. The woman has the short arms, short humerus, small hands, wide hips. When you look at Amber, not seeing wide hips. Well, that's another still from this video. Look at the back. The back is flat. The lower back is flat. The bum is small. Again, with Andre Pagy, flat back, little bum. That's why they lean backwards to try and make it look like they have the curvy spine of a woman. There's the little man bum bum. Small little man bum with tight pants to, I don't know, give the appearance that it's a big old bum, but it's not, because look.
All right, that's the fantastic Above is Below doing her thing. And that is on egi.fakeologist.com. And if you want to go to the new forum link here, you can click on this, and that will bring you over to Elite Gender Inversion, which is a very active forum. Mainly we have Rachel and Dirty Benny over here. And, Angel Price on Joe Rogan. Take a look at this. This is all audio, I guess, so it's not really good for the video. I guess she's saying Joe Rogan is a MTF. Is that possible? Never really considered it. Not quite sure I agree with that one, but oh, it does the splits. Wow. All right, so that's Elite Gender Inversion, and this is a pretty good, very big thread here. It's the Muppet Show, and we'll go look at the last thread over here. What do we got over here? Oh, right. This is something that Cognitive Dissident, another newer member here, he posted something on Dial M for Masons. If we can click on that, how that downloads it. Maybe we can just read it here. Open link in a new tab. Didn't work either. So you're going to have to download that. That's an interesting thing on David Icke being a female. Definitely something off about him. Definitely something very strange about David Icke, and that's the kind of thing you'll find here. And what else do we have here? See here, what's this about?
Handbasket. We are desperately concerned about the circumstance relating to avian flu. We don't have enough vaccines. We don't have enough police officers, and we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told. Gay marriage, a flag amendment, and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act, where we've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's
still think that's the same guy as the guy in the White House now?
The game going on here. And
I don't know. It's definitely something different here. This guy's a bigger mouth. This guy's a smaller mouth. Very similar. But I think we're looking at a doppelganger. He is a longer head, more oval head. Yeah, it's definitely a different person in my mind, for sure.
One of these things is not like the others. One of these things doesn't belong. Can you tell which thing is not like the other by the time I finish this song?
Yeah, that is a bizarre look right there for sure. Yeah, I think I think it's a lookalike. Yeah, so that's the kind of thing here. Yeah, well. Yeah, so the PDF, you have to download it. To download it, guys, if you're looking on the Elite Gender Inversion page here, and Rachel has something on Davos, where she's got more Elite Gender Inversion. If you want to see the top elites inverted, this is what you need to look at here.
So, back to the idea that the state would seek to define your morality, it requires an array of tools to do that. When you look at fascism, as opposed to communism, the distinction, so the communists would want to seize the means of production and have the state own all of them. Fascism is that partnership you spoke of. So a better word for fascism is actually corporatism. It's the merger of state and corporate power. But rather than the state seizing the means of production, it begins a partnership with corporates for the purposes of profit. And that's what we began witnessing happening under the COVID period. Huge, powerful, some of the wealthiest companies on the planet, big tech companies, big pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer, right? If you were to look up who paid the largest criminal fine in history, the results that pop up is Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline, two big pharmaceuticals. The assumption that these companies, and Violation Tracker, you can go to as a website, it lists all of the fines, that fraud and all of this stuff that they've had to pay, huge fines, huge, largest, you know, fines that you find. The assumption that these companies exist for your benefit is one that really must be interrogated. They exist for profit, and you are the product. You are the thing that needs to be exploited for the purposes of profit. So when the state began a partnership with these corporates, I took the view that during the COVID mandate period in particular, our states, whether it's here in the US, in the United Kingdom, were no longer serving their people, but rather they were serving vested interests for the purposes of maximizing profit. That's fascism. That's what Mussolini did. And it's how you utilize industry for the purposes of maximizing profit.
Yeah, that's what fascism is, and that's what you're going to get for sure. Okay, so that's the Elite Gender Inversion Forum. Here's all the forums here at fakeologist.com/forums2. And if you create a login, it will remind yourself of where you left off. So you can log in like I have there, and it will show you what forums you have read. And that's a pretty good way to exchange information. Obviously, we have the Discord is a little faster, a little more phone-friendly. But if you want permanence, put it in the Discord or in the Fakeologist forums. And hello to Epic Souls tonight and Stupid in the YouTube chat tonight. And you guys, anyone wants to call in, test out the phone lines, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. We just set up a new receptionist profile on the Fakeologist phone numbers. Now let's go over to the blog here. See what we got. What do we have on the blog? Okay, I reposted this from a long time ago, the Sandy Hoax Breakdown by Sophia Smallstorm. Apparently a lot of people watching
that tonight. Well, thanks again, everybody, for coming to this. I have dedicated this presentation to everyone in America. Also, all the YouTubers and the researchers out there and my friends and people who sent me emails. Everybody was talking about Sandy Hook for a while. It has quieted down, but it tends to surface again from time to time. There's all kinds of new legislation that is brought out that is being considered and then finalized. So thank you for being awake. And this presentation is entitled unraveling Sandy Hook in 2, 3, 4, and 5 dimensions.
I think this is from 2013. He's the one that really breaks down the ICE, Integrated Capstone event.
I have a very, the people that I've been speaking with as well as myself, one of the things that we really looked at in this whole thing was the fact that if we see any pictures of what Adam Lanza looked like, I'm not talking...
Just so you know, I've set up FacoTube, so if you click on the title of the video up at the top, it will bring you to the FacoTube site. So it's that way you can download the video, share it, download, add to a playlist, compress. This is new. What's compress? Oh, okay. I see. That's a new feature on FacoTube that I didn't even know about. You can, if you're signed in, you can give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Where's the thumbs up button? I'm even logged in. Why isn't there a thumbs up button? That's strange. Okay. I see. The thumbs up button goes away when you expand the screen. Okay. A bit of a bug there. All right. So you can also comment there as well. So again, FacoTube is my site. This is where I put my favorite videos.
A single child's body, bloodstain, devastated parent. There are many seriously missing pieces to what happened at Sandy Hook, and they do not seem to be showing up. They should have been there that day. Instead, other pieces were there, departures from what would have been normal in such a situation. 300 years ago, Sandy Hook was a tiny mill town on the Pawtucket River, built within Newtown in Fairfield County, Connecticut. Today, Newtown is a bedroom community, or a commuter town for people who work in the bigger coastal cities of Stamford, Bridgeport, Fairfield, Norwalk, and even Manhattan. Sandy Hook is a very small part of Newtown on the other side of Interstate 84. One visitor described it as a place that you could cover on foot in 30 minutes. Fairfield County today is one of the most affluent places to live in America. It has trendy shops and restaurants and new housing subdivisions. My first job was in Fairfield County. I used to live on the state line between New York and Southern Connecticut, where Westchester County meets Fairfield. I would run and ride my bike for miles on beautiful country roads, flanked by the low stone walls and rolling meadows of huge estates with long driveways up to houses that were turreted like castles. Fairfield County has since changed. New wealth has come in with new faces, new ethnicities, and new names. The old wealth of the original New England blue bloods, you might call them, is being replaced by the new generations of a new dynasty. Those who succeeded in the mercantile trades in New York City moved out of the boroughs of Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Queens to raise children in the suburbs who would grow up to be doctors, lawyers, and brokers on Wall Street. Nassau County on Long Island was their first destination. Westchester County, just north of the Bronx, was the next. And the last and most coveted place to live in was Fairfield, Connecticut, with its old money, rolling hills, and sumptuous estates.
We're just watching Sophia Smallstorm. You guys should watch this. It's an hour and a half. This is the master template for all these ice events. And I'm sure the Texas Uvalde is no different from this one, just 10 years later. And Tunax, good evening. Gabriel, good evening. We're just looking at a little bit of Sophia Smallstorm. Take a look on there. Give it a thumbs up. We'll keep going down here. All right. Chris Sky was... put a video up where he is explaining what's really going on with the attack on the Second Amendment. This is really a full court press, and he mentioned this sculpture rather in front of the United Nations building in the United Nations headquarters in New York City. You have a picture of a revolver with a tied up muzzle. And the United Nations is really pushing on disarmament. And if you go to Chris Skye's Telegram channel, which is linked right here, you will see. Let's see if we can see it here. Okay, you can see it here. Media is too big. Okay, so you can't see the view in the channel. So you can see that here, but you have to... No, I see. They want you to open up the app, so... Here it is here. It's a big video. They won't play it. They won't play it on the in the web browser there. I'm not going to open up the channel right now. But he shows some links. Let me. I'll look at the channel real quick. And one of the links is disarmament bodies and institutions as part of the United Nations. They've got the United Nations Office for Disarmament Affairs, UNODA, Disarmament in the General Assembly, Disarmament in the Security Council, Conference on Disarmament, United Nations Disarmament Commission, Secretary General's Advisory Board on Disarmament Matters, United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research, UNIDIR, International Atomic Energy Agency, okay, Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization, Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, and the United Nations Mine Action Service. So those are some of the things that Chris linked to there. And I just thought it was interesting learning about that gun with a muzzle on it. I never heard of that, so I picked that up and put that in there. Just a reminder, anyone who wants to call in, test out the phone lines, 810-666-1984. There's actually three options. I'm going to play them since no one's calling in, just so you know what happens when you call in. I'm going to dial the number now. 810-810-666-1984. You're going to hear what happens when you dial.
Welcome to Fakeologist.com. Please select from the following options. To talk with Aberato, the Fakeologist, press 1. To connect to the live stream audio chat, press 2. To record a bumper or leave a voice message, press 3.
Oh, there you go. We have the...
Welcome to Fakeologist.com.
It'll keep
Please
repeating.
Select from the following options. To talk with Aberato, the Fakeologist, press 1.
If you press 1 now,
live stream.
Please hold while I try to locate the person you're calling.
If you press 1, it will go to the queue during showtime, which is 8 to 10. Otherwise, it'll try and phone me while I'm on the road. And then it'll ring me through if I'm on the other phone right now, like now. I'm not going to answer that phone. Well, that's how it works. Pretty interesting service. Number two, if you dial 2...
Thank you for calling Fakeologist.com. Please leave a message. Please note that this message may be used in a future broadcast.
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Yeah, if I don't answer, you'll get my voicemail. Now, if you press 2, you can be patched through to our audio chat, which is our always on, always streaming audio chat feature. And that will even link to people on the Discord, which is a pretty handy system that we've got set up there. If you haven't called into our Discord, check that out either on the main lines, or you can also join the Discord at fake11.com/Discord. Please note that we verify all Discordians. So be prepared to have a chat and just verify that you are a real human and not a bot. Well, that's what happens when you call the main number, 902-400-1984 or 810-666-1984. And in case most people don't understand, this will be an organized takedown of the Second Amendment and the U.S. Constitution. It's going to take generations, maybe one generation, but they're going to push super hard. And this is the symbolism of what they are going to try and accomplish. And it's all about the Second Amendment. It's not about protecting children in schools. It's all about disarming the American public, the last country on earth that has a mechanism in place to try and stop tyranny. Not that anyone's actually trying right now, but that is the point. Okay. The next post from today, I did a few posts today. This one is interesting. This is in German. But I got this from SMJ at Peace of Mindful. If you ever been to Peace of Mindful, you'll be pleasantly surprised. It's actually a much more in-depth blog than mine. Mine's more of a sampler blog. But they have some really deep articles by at least three or four different posters. And they have a pretty big comment section as well. And I pulled this out of the comment. This is from SMJ. And SMJ was just showing that molecular science is sort of the same as computer science, and it's all BS. It's whoever tells the best story is the theory that people go by. And this German guy here, Heinz somebody, he explains everything in German.
Je mehr ich mich mit der Physik beschäftige, dass ich eigentlich ein Metaphysiker bin. Und damit habe ich mich dann mehr und mehr gespielt. Und wenn Sie mich fragen, ja, lieber Heinz und Förster, was...
And if you ask me, my dear Heinz von Forrester... Let me just play this again.
Es gibt unter den Fragen, dann sage ich Folgendes, der Physiker.
If you ask me, my dear Heinz von Forrester, what is metaphysics?
Dann sage
ich, I would say the following. There are questions among those we ask about the world that it is possible to answer. Heinz von Forrester, how old are you? Well, you can look up that in the catalog, born in 1911, that means he is 90. Or you can ask questions which cannot be answered, like, for example, Heinz von Forrester, tell me, what is the origin of the universe? Well, then I would give you one of 35 different theories. Ask an astronomer and he says there was this big bang about 20 million years ago. Or ask a good Catholic, everyone knows that God created the world, and after 7 days he was very weary and took a break, and that was Sunday. So there are different very interesting hypotheses about the origins of the universe. That is, there are so many different hypotheses because the question cannot be answered. So all that is relevant is how interesting is the story that someone invents to explain the origins of the universe. Of course, we are very close to Arthes. It's a matter of inventing a good story, a poetic story. Exactly. That's what it is. There is a struggle between two or three or even 10 different poets. Who can invent a funny, amusing, or interesting story? So that everyone immediately thinks that must be what happened. But science and your own research, those are not just inventions or good stories. Surely they're based on mathematics or numbers or probability or indisputable scientific data. Well, yes, but these days there is always so much. Oops, I missed it. That was too fast. Well, but these days there is already so much data that it is no longer possible to include all the different data in your quote-unquote story. And then artificial data is invented. For example, particles. Then particles are invented that do whatever it is we don't understand. This is particle theory, by the way, but it applies to medicine too and viruses. So in my opinion, particles are always the solution to problems that we can't solve any other way. That is, there are inventions that help to explain certain problems. These are particles. I think I have to ask a dumb question. I understand, yes. Right, let me explain it a little bit better. Let's say there's a hole in my theory, one I can't gloss over. So what I do is I just say, look, here are some new particles that are either green, yellow, or I don't know what. They replace the hole in my theory. So I maintain that each particle we read about in today's physics is the answer to a question that we can't answer. But that's terrible. How can we let a worldwide network system of machines grow? More or less into infinity, if it is based on theories that apparently have holes, or are only good stories, I mean, on such shaky foundations. Isn't that dangerous? Well, in this worldwide functioning system of machines, all theories are correct. And of course, that's what people want. And why are they correct? Because they can all be deduced from other theories and stories. But what will it lead to? How does it go on? It goes on deducing indefinitely. But there has to be limits somewhere. No, not at all. That's the good thing about it. You can go on forever. In logic, yes, precisely. But in reality, where is reality? Can you show it to me? So this is the guy that I believe invented molecular theory. So he's basically admitting it's stories, it's all BS. That was a great thread, and that's on Peace of Mindful. I should have linked to it, but I obviously overlooked that, but maybe I'll go back and link to that. SMJ is the one that dug that up, so thank you, SMJ. And hopefully you can post some of this stuff on the Fakeologist server, because that would be fantastic. Now, Tim Osman is going on at 9 o'clock tonight. By the way, I used to listen to the Kevin J. Johnson show, but they canceled the show. Can you believe all that? After all that, the show is gone, as in canceled. So even Ed is not doing a show anymore. So kind of sad about that. But that's the way it goes. So I usually flipped over to that show around 9 o'clock, but no longer can I do that. So let me just see if Tim Osman has sent out an email on tonight's show. And yes, he did. So I'll flip over to that now so we can take a look. I should call in tonight.
Trying to avoid that.
So Tim Osmond plays his show continuously on YouTube. Got quite a few viewers, 49. And up in the corner here, it shows when a show is live. And when he goes off live, this will switch to restream. Actually a good idea. That way nobody can shut his channel down as easily, because I guess the machine learning systems cannot process the video and look for words or graphics that it disagrees with. It's actually a pretty good idea. Because graphics.
Alright, this is One Eye Jack and the Shell's Mud Flood. Welcome to Infinite Plane Radio. It is 7:11 p.m. Mountain Time. 5/25/2022, the second hoaxiversary of the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd PSYOP. We're in Gemini now. You know, we just got out of Taurus, and someone had pointed out to me that the shooter in Buffalo was driving a Ford Taurus. So there's possibly something to it here. You know, the horns of the bull, the buffalo horns, the QAnon shaman horns, Ford Taurus, and the connections between, of course, these right-wing terrorists and the Riddler and the QAnon shaman who wears the horns. Just another connection. He drove a Ford Taurus. And I've been going through a lot of the, I would just say, recent graduates from the probably Gene Rosen School of Crisis Acting. I mean, this really is Sandy Hook Part 2. And some of these actors are like, we don't really know their grade, but our kid's been missing for 10 hours. All kinds of absurdities, as you'd expect, as we always see here. And I'm kind of happy to say that none of the water bottles were harmed. Apparently, there's a lot of you are sending me pictures, cases of water just distributed all over the site, which we see at every major shooting event. For example, big case of water. And you have to assume it was there in advance, because here you have the police response right on time, right after the news, apparently. So here you have your armed response, the SWAT team, the Batman to come get rid of the Joker, and there's big cases of water bottles everywhere. So I don't think any of them were punctured by errant bullets. How many bullets did he fire, by the way? They counted Frank James. They said 33. All right, let me go ahead and go through the comments. I want to apologize in advance for the perv bots. They're everywhere. Joined here by perv bots. Salty Siren, Lean, Dion, Namdoozle, 737, Rocco, Brand M, Lickety Split, Rourke 66, AK All Day 2323, Ellen Crooks, Maxwell Cooper. Maxwell says, I can't listen today. Just wanted to pop in for that bots dating site, but none listed. Look, I'm not convinced these are real bots. Like, I'm kind of the opinion that what we're looking at here is some kind of attempt to deliberately destroy our chat rooms, destroy social media intentionally. Just like with Musk talking about the 20% of the users of Twitter being, well, bots. Marilyn Monroe's organs went missing. Haven't heard of that, but on that front, when we get into it, Kim Kardashian, in addition to sleeping in a dead woman's dress, has dead woman's hair. Joined by Frank Merce, Marty Pants, Daniel Moore.
All right, that's Infinite Plane Radio. Highly recommend his channel. I do listen on mostly on the daily. And what else we got here? I think I'm going to pass on now, guys. Going to take off. Nobody took me up on the phone offer. 902-400-1984-810-666-1984. That's fine. And what else? Don't forget shorts.fakeologist.com. Moreab.fakeologist.com. That's my non-fakeologist blog, and I do some social commentary because I'm interested in radio. I've been listening to radio for the last 40 years. One of the top radio guys in Toronto is being Me Too'd right now, which is amazing how long it took. Apparently, he's a real pain in the butt. But the women are the ones that are going after him, saying he was mean to them, which, of course, that's a whole thing that most people used to just brush off, but now it's enough to cause you to lose your job. And I wrote about that a little bit here. And you can follow all that on moreab.fakeologist.com if you like. The other sub-blog I have, where I post shorter videos, shorter blurbs, is shorts.fakeologist.com. And on there you will see just sort of a, it's more of a Twitter-like blog. It's a sub-blog where I'll post things like just videos without explanation. For instance, these political impressions, they're kind of funny.
The best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway. We're going to get a lot done.
The guy with the shirt. Pootie Tang, man. He's a bad dude. We got to come together, man. Get this guy. He's got our cranes. He's got all the cranes. We need him for better build back. The build back better.
We'll begin immediate construction of a border wall.
What a tremendous day here. The Long Island Railroad is screwing up this job. It's a horrible job. I have hired my good friend John Valente and his great wife Rosie. They're tremendous people.
No, we're doing a great job.
And we are going to get this job done, and done the right way.
Just before we get to questions, I'm supposed to model healthy behavior. I'm going to go grab my coat, and I'll be right back. It's nice and sunny, but a little brisk.
And talking about the significance of the passage of time.
It's significant. And when you try... Okay.
And there is such great significance to the passage of time.
When you try to explain the significance as a whole...
And there were not. It was a 3-meter board. And you fell off sideways, you landed on the darn cement over there. And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
I remember when I was just a little boy, the year was 1901, I was this big. I remember I'd live in a 2x4, and I would ride this little snail to work. I would deliver newspapers.
We did it. We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
Oh, Sleepy Joe. Well, here we are at the supermarket. We're standing here with the bare shelves. Look at it. There's absolutely nothing here. The shelves are bare. It's empty. It's empty like Sleepy Joe's brain when you think about it.
Hello there. Is this Sleepy Joe?
Come on, man. Who is this?
It's me, Donald.
Donald, man, what are you calling me for? Get you in the other room.
I don't know. It's stupid. Maybe I shouldn't have called. I'm so stupid.
Come on, man. You're not stupid. You're stupid.
I don't know. It's kind of boring without you. I don't know. Maybe I miss you or something. I don't know.
Well, your folks miss you too, man, Orange Man.
I don't know. Maybe we can grab a drink sometime and you give me the codes to the nukes.
Roe v. Wade, in its power, has protected a woman's right. Her right.
I'm Kamala Harris. And when life hands you lemons, you have to expand the Supreme Court.
If the court overturns Roe v. Wade, it will be a direct assault on freedom.
But for real, though? I hate it.
All right, there's a little bit of political theater there to end the show tonight. So...
Hey, guys, if you like smart, nuanced, left...
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good channel. Amazing Polly, John Talks. Why don't we go see one John Talks before we go? Let's just see what he's got. We played that yesterday. He's getting busier and busier. 333. Here we go. John Talks. It's time to leave Earth.
tight run.
All right, guys, that's it for tonight. We will be back with the Marcus Allen Super Show. Might be a little more interesting with more guests tomorrow. And we'll talk to you later. Don't forget, I don't know if you listen to the show unless you call in or if you send a donation to fakeologist.com/donate. Thanks to all the past donors. I really appreciate it. And we will talk next time.